Oh, we remember Phil Jackson. We knew him when we were into being friends with athletes. It was around the second half of the 70s, just a spectacular time to be in New York.
Phil came right before Reggie Jackson and after we helped Joe Frazier record all those songs. And our athletes period was right after Rockers and before we took some time off to get serious about photography.
Walt's one of those men who are collectors, right? That's one of the reasons why people love him. He's one of the first people to try everything. Yoga, safaris, going out to discos in the other boroughs. And we find that that part of what really opens up your world is the people you meet trying everything out.
So we're always looking for new friends to expand and grow, you know, in the 70s athlete phase. And introducing all these athletes into our dining clubs and social circles, that was definitely part of that. We got along with Phil right away because we all came from the Midwest.
Oh, well, St. Louis and Chicago for us.
Montana and North Dakota for him, but it's all the same. We all had the same straightforward Midwestern values, the same upbringing.
None of us felt like we belonged in New York. And we were all so excited by everything we got to experience. The shows, the food and drink, the shopping, the people watching.
There was so much to try every night. But for starters, we had to teach Phil how to dress. When we met him, he was still wearing overalls and things left over from the late 60s. Katie told him,
oh, Phil, you can have a few funky accent pieces. Don't lose your spark. Love the leather jacket. But have you heard of Ralph Lauren? Shopping for someone with a body like that was so fun. We'd take Phil, dress in his new Robert Redford-style getups to our customary table in Maxwell's, and introduce him to our friends. And watch him fill up on cold bread baskets before the house swordfish arrived.
Classic Phil.
We'd point out more New York elite in the corners to him.
Everyone hung out at Maxwell's back then, so it was a blast to introduce new friends to that fancy pants world and for that world to see us with our athletes. And then Phil would flip the tables on us and show us everything he was an expert on. All his corners of the city. It was absolutely wild when he'd take us to a basketball game, or downtown to a gallery, or out for Oriental food. Fantastic! He knew so much about art and all these eclectic people.
We used to say, Phil, were you Picasso in your past life or what?
Actually, we sent our daughters off to college selling two oil paintings that Phil told us to buy. One of us should have probably sent him a thank you note.
Oh, but he seemed pretty busy in the 90s.
How did we lose touch? Well, there wasn't one clear decisive, that's it, we're not calling each other to take on the town once a month anymore moment.
It probably became apparent that, like we said, we were all collectors. We hit it off with Reggie and started spending more time with him. Plus our other normal friends.
Occasional work at Random House.
Oh, ceramics classes.
Tennis, our annual trip to India.
Oh, our daughters. Mm. And I assume Phil was busy with trying out whatever new theory or philosophy he was chasing or girls or playing basketball or something.